and welcome to the June 2017 edition of Volunteer Voices, the members-only podcast of the American Association for Museum Volunteers. I am Anna Frew, the manager of volunteer services at the museum in Washington, D.C., and you might be wondering why a different voice is doing our usual intro. The answer is, I'm interviewing our co-host Richard Harker today, as he was just voted as the president of AAMV. How are you doing today, Richard?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you for interviewing me. It feels strange to be the one on the other side of the microphone.
Ha ha, it's your turn. In case our listeners are not familiar, the first episode of this was when Richard interviewed me.
Yeah, those were the good old days.
2016. So if you are listening to us today, that means that you are a member of AAMV. So thank you so much for your support. You should also check out our new website at AAMV.org and access all of our new members-only content, like our forum and the documents and form section from our sessions at the annual AAM meeting. But before we get started today, Richard, speaking of AAM, what business from that do you have to tell our members?
We had just the very best time. The AAM annual meeting in St. Louis was really, I think, a great opportunity for us as a board and as an organization to bring people together, to have conversations. We had a really fun networking lunch, which was attended by nearly 30 folk. And just the conversations that people were having, it just makes so much sense for museum volunteer managers and anyone who works with volunteers to come together and talk as often as possible. And that's one of our goals as an organization. And our networking lunch was great. Our three sessions were really, really fantastic and well attended. We had a session on risk management, a session on evaluation, and a session on internships in small museums. And all three sessions, I thought, developed really interesting conversations. And all of our members should stay tuned to our upcoming newsletter. That will be our June 27 newsletter, where we will have some pieces reflecting on some of those sessions and on the conference as a whole. And we will be doing future webinars on risk management. That's our 2018 webinar. And so we're looking forward to continuing some of the conversations that we began in St. Louis.
Awesome. Glad to hear it went so well. And if you are a new member who decided to join after attending the annual meeting, welcome. We are so glad that you're part of our organization. And if you have any interest in getting involved with some of our efforts, it would be greatly appreciated. Just last year, I, who was a non-member at the time, happened to be sitting at a table at the AAMV networking luncheon talking to a person with a British accent that I had never met before about getting involved with the organization. And well, here I am today interviewing him as part of the sixth episode of our podcast series, which is a perfect segue to our main event. So let's get to know the president, the brand new president of AAMV a little bit better. So Richard, can you tell us how you got started with volunteer management in general?
So it happened really by accident. I think so, yeah, and you hear that a lot. And so I'm actually the education and outreach manager at the Museum of History and Holocaust Education, which is at Kennesaw State University, and that's about 25 miles north of Atlanta. And when I took my job, you know, my job description's all about educational programming and school programs and adult programs and community outreach and engagement. And what I discovered is that a sort of a large part of my job is actually working with our volunteers. We have a really great group of docents who work with all of our school groups, and we recruit them, we train them, we manage them. And one of my colleagues and I really manage our volunteer program. And so that's sort of how it all came to be. And I felt like I've kind of been learning on the fly, discovering, you know, the great resources that are out there, including AAMV, that allow me to sort of understand what we're trying to do better, to know what resources are out there when I have a question. You know, my colleague and I who manage our volunteers, we just have a blast because we have this really passionate, dedicated group who just care about the history that we're trying to talk about here at the museum. They just really are very passionate, and so it's always a great pleasure to work with really interested, very different personalities, and trying to help give them the resources and the skills that they need to do what they, you know, need to do to succeed. And so it's really been a kind of accident, but it's become really one of the most fun parts of my job. And like I say, I just love it so much. And then the other piece as well is, so in addition to our volunteers, I also manage our internship program. And that was also something that at the time that I was hired, we're a small museum, and we were an even smaller museum 6 years ago. We had interns, but it was kind of a very sporadic thing. So I formalized our internship program and developed parameters and sort of regulations and guidelines. And so the sort of one other piece or one piece of my job is also to manage our internship programs, to place them with some of my colleagues or to manage them myself. And as a university museum, that's a really important program for us because one of our key missions is to support the university. And so having Kennesaw State University students come and spend a semester with us is really an important thing that we do. Running our internship program's been just a blast as well, and getting to meet these young people who spend a long time with us, and you can really see them grow and develop, and whether they go on to work in museums or whether they go on to do something completely different, it's always really fun to work with people over that extended period of time. Some of this has been learning on the fly. I mean, I feel very fortunate that I stumbled upon AAMV and have just met amazing people who have helped me grow and develop as well.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, when you hear about, for example, like museum studies programs, you know, there are people that purposely choose like an educational route or the curatorial route. But in terms of volunteer management, I think, you know, it necessarily isn't like a, you know, a route within the study of the museums, but a lot of us end up in these positions for whatever reason and then end up loving it. And of course, then that becomes what we do.
Well, and you're absolutely right that there is not a huge amount of sort of energy dedicated to volunteer management or to volunteers in museums. And yet the reality is we all know that we couldn't do what we do without our volunteers. I just think about my own museum. We have, you know, 5,000-6,000 students come to the museum every year. You know, we're a small museum, so that's a lot for us. And we have a staff of 7 full-time people here. And so, you know, we rely on our volunteers to help, you know, really like work with the students when they're here on site. We rely on volunteers in a whole bunch of other capacities as well, and we just could not do what we do without them. And so it really seems to me that, you know, one of the things that I try to think about as much as possible is how can we continue to provide resources for the people that stumble into the field of volunteer management, you know, who are the education coordinator or the, you know, the public programs person who sort of stumbles upon the fact that they're really relying on volunteers to do what they need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what do you think is one of the most important issues facing volunteer managers today?
That is such a great question, and I've been thinking about this a lot recently, and I think there's two things, and one is sort of directly related to what I was just saying, which is we don't have enough resources for volunteer managers. You know, if you went on to Amazon and Googled sort of, you know, literature on museums, there are 101 books about exhibition development. There's 101 books about education. There's 101 books about collections, and there's maybe one or two books about volunteer management. And so I think one challenge is that there's just not enough resources. But the other one that's sort of more sort of specific to people's day-to-day lives, I think, is the issue of diversity in museum volunteer programs. What I mean by that is sort of twofold, or even, I guess, sort of more than twofold. One, it's the sort of spectrum of diversity is really broad. There's definitely some really important issues with the age of our volunteers. I think many people's volunteer programs are sort of populated by older volunteers. And so how do we as museums, as we think about our institutions becoming more relevant to younger audiences and millennials and young adults and students and teens, how do we also make our volunteers places where those people feel comfortable and equipped to support us and want to work with us? So that's one thing. But also with regards to race and ethnicity, I also think that museums are really having to adjust how they think about the way they work. Even look at the AAM theme this year and the ideas of diversity and inclusion. That's clearly becoming front and center of what we do. But I also think that that is a part of our volunteer programs, which is if we want our museums to reflect our communities and for everybody to feel comfortable coming into our institutions, how do we make our volunteer corps, reflect the diversity of our communities? And that's those are challenges that I think volunteer managers are really starting to wrestle with. Some are further along than others. And, you know, like all museums, that the pace of change is variable and different in different institutions, and everybody has a different challenge. But I would say that I think those are two of our most important issues that in the coming years there will be more and more conversations about. And I really hope that AAMV is going to be at the leading edge of some of those conversations and igniting those conversations.
Absolutely. No, I agree. One of the questions I get a lot when people interview with me about volunteering here is, you know, am I going to be the only high school volunteer? Am I going to be the only retired volunteer? But people want to know that they aren't, you know, that they aren't going to be the only one who is retired or whatever, that, you know, and we do have multiple high school students and multiple people who are retired and multiple people in between those. And so that actually, you know, one of the things I did just because of that, the number of questions I would get about that, because people were looking to make sure that, you know, there would be people that had similar interests and backgrounds to them, is that we had some stories written up about who our volunteers are so that people could meet them, quote unquote, meet them. And so, you know, there is a high school student in there. There is someone who's retired in there, because that, you know, to hopefully answer those questions, you know, before people even apply, just, oh, yeah. And I did have somebody at one point tell me, yeah, I read the article about the high school student, and I realized that, yeah, I'm a high school student, and that high school students can volunteer here.
I love that. And that's really also speaks to, I think, one of the larger themes, which is that we need to be really sort of thinking about deep institutional commitments and not token gestures. And so really thinking about our volunteer program from top to bottom and not just, you know, a sort of token gesture that sort of makes people feel good in the short term, but how can we make deeper institutional commitments? How can we put processes in place? How can we really reframe what we're doing?
Absolutely. So how did you become involved with AAMV?
I went to the AAM meeting in Minneapolis, St. Paul in 2012, and I'd been working at the Museum of History and Holocaust Education for, I guess it was about a year. And I was really, like I said, I was really feeling like I needed resources. I needed help. So as I looked at the program for the conference, I saw this volunteer managers roundtable that was actually, I later discovered, put together by AAMV. And it was sort of chaired and hosted by Lois Kuta, who's our outgoing president. And I went and just had these really fabulous conversations. And I remember also thinking what was so great was you often go to conference sessions and you hear people talk and they present their work, which can be really great. And I also remember learning a lot from those sessions. But I remember really appreciating the opportunity to say, here's what I've got going on. Here's the issues I have. Here's what I want to talk about. And having people be responsive to that. And also have people who say, yeah, I have that going on too. You know, I also have those issues. I also have those challenges or those opportunities. And so after the session, I was talking to Lois and She sort of said, you know, we're looking for new board members. We're looking for people to be involved. And as if you ask anyone who knows me, they will say that I will commit to everything. I'm sort of have an inability to say no. And so I after the conference, I emailed Lois and said, hey, you know, I enjoyed meeting you. I enjoyed everything. I'd love to be involved. And that was 2012. And then here we are 5 years later, and I'm taking on the presidency, which seems kind of hard to believe it's been 5 years, because it feels like no time at all. And it feels like, you know, it feels like it could be 50 years and it could be 5 minutes. So yeah, it's been really fun. But you know, it's a great organization, and I've really learned so much from everybody who I've met through AAMV, whether it's fellow board members, whether it's new people who have come on as members. And one of the things that I most appreciate about our organization is that we are only as strong as our membership. And when we have great members who are asking great questions or making great points on our forum or joining us in webinars and really providing additional discussions, and that to me is what makes AAMV so great, is we're not trying to stand up and say, here's what we know, you need to know what we know. We're an organization that says, you know, we know that there's 100 solutions to every problem. Let's share our best practices. Let's share our best experiences and learn from one another. And I really just think that that is a really important way to think about what we do, because everybody has a different situation. You know, people work in history museums, art museums, science museums, zoos, aquariums. People work in museums with 1 staff, 100 staff, 1,000 staff, you know, budgets of hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. I mean, so everybody has a different situation. And so the opportunity to have a really vibrant professional network where we learn from one another, where we get to meet cool and interesting people and feel like we have a support network, is really one of the things that I think most drew me to AAMV and still really energizes me about the organization.
Absolutely. Because what... You know, everybody's museum is going to have a different mission, and the way that people need to, you know, promote that mission and get it through is going to be different, and that's, of course, going to be reflected in someone's volunteer department. So, absolutely, like, there isn't necessarily you have to do ABC, because for somebody else it might be XYZ.
Right, and we also... And we all have our sort of on the ground different issues as well, different politics, different communities. You know, our communities don't always look the same. So, I mean, that's part of the fun is, you know, meeting people and hearing about what they're working on and their sort of different, you know, organizations and volunteer programs, and just learning from different people as well.
Absolutely. So what, now that you're the president of AAMV, what is your vision for the organization?
I am really excited about the opportunities that we have as an organization to continue to grow and to just really engage our members in really sort of deep and thoughtful conversations. I'm so thankful, and I think everybody is thankful, for all of the work Lois did as our president for so many years, working to sort of build the organization. And in the last couple of years, we've really turned a corner and rebuilt our membership and sort of the resources that we have for our members. One of the things I want to do is to continue to build forums and opportunities for people to have conversations about their volunteer program, whether that's the literal forum that we have on our website, whether that's the webinars that we've been producing with AAM and Greg Stevens, whether that's a thought-provoking article in the newsletter that just inspires someone to say, hey, I've never thought about it that way, or whether it's, you know, this podcast working with you, Anna, and having an opportunity to sort of talk with really interesting people that have new perspectives. So I'm really excited about continuing to build on that momentum. And then also to think about how can we provide our members with the tools that they need, not only the places for them to ask their questions, but also resources. So how can we share each other's material in a way that sort of benefits everybody? How can we support our members? So I'm really excited about the momentum that we have. I feel like as an organization, we're growing. Our membership has expanded a bunch in the last year or 18 months, and that's really exciting. And like I said, I think as our membership expands, our organization gets stronger because there are more interesting, smart, wise voices who can contribute to our conversations. And I think as our organization expands and grows, and as our membership expands and grows, the volunteer management community will benefit as a whole. And I'm really excited about AAMV playing a bigger role in national conversations about volunteer management, about museums, about advocacy, and the potential that we have to explore all of these avenues as we get stronger and bigger as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what are your goals for AAMV from now until the next AAM annual meeting?
So for our listeners that don't know, as a board, we have a board of about 16, 17 people, which, by the way, they all volunteer their time to be on our board and are all amazing people. And that's actually one of the most fun things, is just to sort of get to work alongside these incredible people who are so smart and so wise. And we thank them for everything they do. And as a board,
I just one of the best parts of being a member of AAMV is getting to know those people.
And just amazing people and so much fun. And so we meet throughout the year and are kind of working behind the scenes. And then we have our big board meeting at the AM annual meeting where we sort of work on our annual goals. And so some of the things that we're looking forward to in this coming year is that we are looking to really contribute to our best practices document. So if you're a member, you might know that on our website, you can access our best practices for volunteer programs. And that was produced in about 2010, 2011, I believe. And we are going to return to that this year and revise that and update that. And then also hopefully have AAM, the American Alliance of Museums, sort of help distribute that and share that. So we're really excited about kind of coming back to that with a little bit of time and sort of time to get some distance and sort of revisit that. So that's the first thing. The other is we're also going to craft a best practices for internships document. And internships have been a really hot button issue in the museum world in the last year or two. And so we're
absolutely rightly so.
So we are going to work on creating a working group to draft a best practices document, which we will then circulate to all of our members and other stakeholders for comment and input. And then hopefully, and this might be a longer process, but hopefully at the end, we end up with this really strong document that people feel that they can turn to for answers to their questions. So those are the two sort of short-term sort of or medium-term projects that we're working on, in addition to also our regular content that we're putting out there for our members. And that includes the podcast, that includes our quarterly newsletter. We're updating documents on the website all the time. We've just updated some from which came out of the AAM annual meeting. So that's a kind of continuing process as well. And we're also hoping in the coming year that our membership will grow. And like I said, the bigger and stronger and more robust our membership, I think the bigger and stronger and more robust our conversations and ideas as a community will be as well.
Absolutely. That sounds great. So if somebody wanted to get involved with AAMV, could they? And where do you currently need help?
Oh, absolutely. They could. We are always looking for anybody who is interested in supporting AAMV in any capacity. And all those folk need to do is send me an email and we'll have a conversation about sort of what that could entail. So some of the areas that we have identified as having potential but haven't necessarily got the capacity to do right at this very second, although we hope to develop soon, is in the field of advocacy. As I'm sure a lot of people know, given the sort of state of federal budgets, there's a lot of advocacy happening at higher levels from the American Alliance of Museums for the museum field more broadly. And we have supported that, and we continue to support that with financial donations and sort of signing on to various statements and letters, and we've made our own statements. But we really feel like we could play a larger role in advocacy. And so if anybody's particularly interested in advocating for museums and museum volunteers, we definitely feel like that's something that has potential for us to be a growth area. We're also always looking for new board members all over the country to help recruitment. You know, I think one of the strongest parts of what we do is we have regional directors on our board who are in every region of the country. And so if you're a new member in Washington, we have a regional director in Seattle who will reach out to you and welcome you and sort of be a resource for you. And so, you know, that always is a great positive, is to sort of have those regional connections. So recruitment, advocacy, and also content development as well. We are open to any and all possibilities when it comes to what kind of resources we can provide for the volunteer management community. And we certainly aren't naive enough to think that we have, you know, solved every puzzle and we've mastered everything. And so if someone came to me and said, "Hey, Richard, I'm really interested in this thing that I think would really help," we will look to make that work. We'll find board members who have similar interests. We'll find regular members who have similar interests, and we'll make that work. So we're always looking to think outside of the box about what new kind of content can we provide for our members to sort of make our volunteer management community as strong as it possibly can be.
Absolutely. So Richard, thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed today, on the other side.
Oh, thank you for having me. And also, just thank you to all of our members as well. Like I said, we really couldn't do what we do without you. And we do what we do because of you. And so we really sincerely thank you for all of your energy and your continued support of the American Association for Museum Volunteers.
Absolutely. And make sure that you're keeping up with us on our website and also on Twitter. We are at Museum Vols, V-O-L-F, and we're always sharing, you know, articles or things that we're seeing that are happening with the world of museum volunteers. So please follow us there as well. So until next time, thank you for supporting the American Association.